You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this show is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. It's a holiday today. Happy Labor Day to everybody. That means on this program, we're going to hear a band called The Fall.
Thank you. you look but over the street. You look just go all over me. So you sit down, just sit it down. Just stand, sit it down. Just sit it down.
Refrain of do you work hard, do you try hard. It may be cheap, but I decided to open up a Labor Day special here on the Borough with The Fall's Chicago Now from 1990's Extricate. I try to sneak in a fall song on most holiday occasions here on this program. This program's called The Borough. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM. Going to stick with the old disgruntled gentleman for now. Blixa Bargeld of Einstürzende Neubauten fame has a new record out, a collaboration with an Italian artist named Tejo Teardo, who I don't know much about, but they've been collaborating for a few years, and a brand new record just came out called Nerissimo. And we're going to hear a song called The Beast off of that record. It's interesting, some spoken word things. I'll let the song speak for itself. And afterwards, we will hear an old favorite, tangentially related to Blixa Bargeld, here on the Borough, CITR 101.9.
Gestures, speech, there's something similar to me. stop dreaming. It fully wakes the beast. If I stop pushing, the beast will close the door. And if I would start a fire, it would bring me giant trees. But I get through. I get through. I make it for you. I make it through. Against God and the statistics, I will get through.
Winner by winner, notch by notch, winner by.
notch by notch, winner by winner. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Cabin Fever, off of the Bad Seeds debut record, From Her to Eternity, which came out in 1980. Here in 2016, on September 9th, which is Friday, the Bad Seeds are coming out with a new record called Skeleton Tree, and it's a combo with another documentary, Nick Cave documentary, called One More Time with Feeling. Sure it will. I don't know, I was mixed feelings about 20,000 Days on Earth, which was the kind of pseudo autobiographical documentary that Nick Cave came out with a couple of years ago. This one, I think maybe a little bit more to it, probably quite emotional, seeing as the situation with the passing of his son a few months ago. Anyhow, September 9th, Skeleton Tree is coming out. That went well with the track we heard before that, which was called The Beast by Teo Teardo and Blixa Bargeld, off of their brand new record called Nervissimo, Blixa Bargeld. Outside of being the creative force behind Einstürzende Neubauten, was also an original member of the Bad Seeds. I'm going to take a brief break here on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM. I'll see you on the other side.
For 5 years, Destroy Vancouver has brought together Vancouver's underground community with experimental artists from around the world. On Thursday, September 8th, at Vivo Media Arts Center, Destroy Vancouver comes to an end with Volume 18. Featuring internationally acclaimed artists Adriana Lopez, Christina Kubich, Katarina Ernst, along with Canadian artists Friends Plus War, Emily Thacker, Hazy, and Minimal Violence. $15 tickets available online, $20 at door, this September 8th, presented by Vivo Media Arts Center and Vancouver New Music.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Listening to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. is this program that you're listening to right now, which is called The Burrow, and I'm the host. My name is Andy Resto. If you're listening to those messages, one of them was an advertisement for Destroy Vancouver, which the 18th and final edition is happening this Thursday at Vivo Media Arts Center. We're going to hear a set which might be slightly uncomfortable to listen to for a bit, but one former participant in Destroy Vancouver, followed by another upcoming participant from this Thursday. What we're going to hear now is a song called A Holy Thing by Rusalka, which is a noise artist from here in Vancouver. Also playing this because sometime September, I'm hoping to get Rusalka on the program. So hopefully as a future interviewee. For now, we will listen to at least part of this song, A Holy Thing by Rusalka, here on the Burrow, CITR 11.9 FM.
Thank you. UBC, here's an internet deal just for students. Get TELUS Internet for just $30 per month for 12 months with no-term contract plus a free gift. Find our TELUS reps on campus today from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the L1 Nest Atrium to learn more. Conditions apply.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
You've been listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. and hosted by myself, Andy Resto. Heard Wolf Eyes before the break. A song called Reaper's Gong from their album Burned Mind. And apart from fitting in well with the opening of that set, which was Vancouver's very own Rusalka, it's a quick ode to Detroit. Wolf Eyes are from Detroit. And to my family, who they're all out there right now in Port Huron, to be exact. It's my sister's birthday this weekend. So apart from being Labor Day, more importantly for myself, it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Marissa. You get that great grating song from Wolf Eyes, Reaper's Gong. Before that was Minimal Violence, Vancouver duo Ashley Luke and Lita P., who put out a new EP recently on their SoundCloud page, and that song was called Under the Sign of Saturn. They're going to be playing Destroy Vancouver this Thursday, which I was mentioning briefly earlier. Rusalka's played it in the past. Going to hear one other Detroit-based band right now. As I was kind of brainstorming this show, I had a bunch of different streams of thought that I'm trying to thread together here. Protomartyr, not from their latest record, but their record that came out in 2014, Under Color of Official Right. Maidenhead's the opening track. And hearing this song really got me into the band. And then I realized afterwards, I don't know how much I'm into the band outside of it, but it still holds up as a great song. So we're going to hear that. And they're from Detroit. And then something maybe along the same lines. Late Spring, going to play a song called Sweet Thing from their record Invisible, Late Spring, local Vancouver group, which also ties in still to Destroy Vancouver. Casey Way of Late Spring does a solo project called Hazy, and she'll be performing at Destroy Vancouver this Thursday, as well as at an event, an after party of sorts for Swarm, which is happening this weekend. Hazy will be playing along with Zen Finger, which is the side project of Nikolai from the band Late Spring. So trying to thread this all into one clump. So Protomartyr is next, then we'll hear some Late Spring, and then we're going to mellow it out to finish things in the latter part of the show with some Angel Olsen and others. Stay tuned. This is The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Angel Olsen record is called My Woman. That song was called Sister. Ends with one of those purposely obscured lines that could go three or four ways. All my life I thought it changed. All my life I saw the change. All my life I saw it would change. Lots of different minor variations, and you can't quite tell which one she sang. Brand new record, My Woman, just came out last Friday. Late Spring was before that, with Sweet Thing off of their record Invisible. And Proto Martyr opened the set with Maidenhead from their 2014 record Under Color of Official Right. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, a program called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. is A Little Bit of Soul, and Jade is here and patiently waiting for me to get out of the way, and it'll be happening soon. This week here on CITR, every day at noon, we're going to be having live performances from outside our annual Live at Lunch series, and one that I'm very excited about is this Thursday, September 8th, Ashley Shadow, friend of the program, is going to be here playing live. If you were listening to Parts Unknown with Chris Riffick earlier, then you would have heard a song Blurred Views from her debut self-titled record. I'm going to play a song called Laws. And then to wrap up the show this week, thank you all for listening. Variation of themes this week. Odd connection between Angel Olsen and Ashley Shadow. They play similar genres of music, but both have featured as backing singers for Bonnie Prince Billy, which is an odd thing. Anyhow, so I'm going to probably close out the show after Laws by Ashley Shadow with a song called Idle Hands Are the Devil's Playthings by Palace Brothers. And that'll be that. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This has been The Burrow. A Little Bit of Soul is on next.
on going.